Every time you have an interaction with any part of the health system, whether it's your GP or a public health nurse, information about your healthcare is recorded. This morning, independent body, the Health Information and Quality Authority, has published a position paper outlining what it says is the need to reform Ireland's health information system. We can speak now with Rachel Flynn, HICWA's Director of Health Information and Standards. Good morning, Rachel.
Good morning, Angus.
HICWA calling for urgent reform around the collection, use and sharing of our health information. Why now?
Why now? So I suppose maybe just to describe, so most healthcare professionals predominantly use paper despite advances in technology. So when healthcare professionals treat patients, they record that information on paper. And also when healthcare professionals communicate with each other, they predominantly use paper. So in terms of the reform is very much needed. And it has been needed for many years. We are behind the curve compared to many European countries in this area. Most countries have taken advantages of technologies and have implemented electronic health records, shared care records, e-prescribing. And as I've described just earlier there, we predominantly use paper. So what we're calling for really is a reform of the health information system. We believe this is necessary if we want to achieve integrated care as set out in Sláintecare. And what it means is that we need to have a clear strategy. And I think COVID-19 and the cyber attack has taught us a lot about how important information is. But the strategy needs to really take a clear look at what has happened during COVID-19, what has happened during the during the cyber attack, and set out what we need to do in Ireland. It needs to have people accountable for the objectives, and we need to prioritise. These systems are very expensive, and we may not be able to achieve complete digitalisation across the health and social care system, so they need to be prioritised, and it would make a lot of sense, you know, looking at the community and looking at where the greater benefits would be in implementing these digital systems. We also believe that there is a need for strong leadership and governance. Most countries that have been successful in this have had an entity with responsibility for implementing these digital solutions. They are really difficult to implement, and we have seen this in other countries. But healthcare is delivered within the HSE, but it is also delivered outside the HSE. So if you look at GPs, your pharmacies, the majority of nursing homes are private in this country. You have private hospitals. So again, it's the infrastructure to support all of that is needed. And you need the right governance and oversight of that. That is very important.
And you mentioned the cyber attack and how it highlighted some of these deficiencies as you see it within the system. But should we be so quick to abandon the pen and paper idea? Written records, for example, they proved crucial in the early days of the cyber attack to help keep the show on the road.
Yeah, so the cyber attack highlighted, I suppose, had a huge impact on patients. All the systems had to be brought down and made safe in order for... And what it meant was that a lot of patients had were impacted, waiting lists were cancelled. From a cyber attack perspective, it is so important that we invest in the security of these systems as well. It's not just about putting in new systems, it's actually supporting the infrastructure that is currently in place. And a lot of that infrastructure is old. So again, when I talk about looking at the strategy, it's not about just putting those new systems in place. It's about looking at that infrastructure and making sure that it is secure and fit for purpose.
You mentioned the pen and paper approach, something we want to move away from, as you say, but other older technologies in place, for example, are fax machines still being used?
Yeah, fax machines, which is really problematic, especially in the community. So when you look at public health nursing, they use predominantly paper, and it's really inefficient. So when we talk to people, when we're developing national standards, they talk about, you know, some of the barriers. They talk about that the paper systems, they're so slow, to make a referral is so slow, and it's not efficient, and their time is very precious. We have a shortage of healthcare workers in this country, as you know, so their time is extremely precious. So again, it's about putting in systems that would make that time more efficient, but also it's a patient safety aspect as well. These systems are required from a patient safety aspect, and If you look at, you know, a patient can move into the acute hospital, be discharged back to a nursing home, and all the information that flows around that patient is shared using paper. And it can be open to, I suppose, error in terms of sharing that information. If healthcare professionals require the systems in place in order to, I suppose, deliver high quality and safe care to their patients. So it's really, really important in the delivery of that. I spoke to a GP last week who talked about, you know, he made a referral to the mental health services. This all had to be done by paper. They required a change in their medication. This all had to be done by paper. So something that could take maybe a couple of hours with a digital system took, you know, over a week with a paper-based system. And that has an impact on patients' lives. So again, I think technology has moved on so much, but the healthcare system needs to catch up with that and needs to develop systems that are safe and secure, and that give the assurance to the public around that as well.
All right, well, we'll leave it there. Rachel Flynn Hick was Director of Health Information and Standards, joining us from our Cork studio this morning. Thank you very much for that.